Hello, hey, hi, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. It's been a while. I've missed you so much. I wanted to come on here and, you know, keep this thing going because you all know from my previous podcast posts that consistency is a struggle. I work full time. I also have other social media platforms, and then also trying to be on top of a podcast is a lot. I did a lot of traveling this past week. And it's not an excuse. It's just made me reflect and think about how I should plan ahead because I am going to be traveling again next week. And I do want to be on top of these Friday uploads and be as consistent as I possibly can. So without further ado, let's get into what we're talking about on this episode. The importance of a strong no. Let me explain. I think at this point in our lives, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you're grown enough to have the attention span and care about listening to podcasts. I think that we all are well aware how important it is to say no. We're all aware of why we need to say no, and we're all aware of how to say no. But I don't think a lot of us really know how to use it in practice. I don't think a lot of us have strong no's. I think there's a lot of us, and I'm speaking to those who can relate to me, have very, very weak no's. And I just wanted to share my thoughts on that. Hopefully you pick up a gem and use it and apply it in your daily life, get some inspiration, or just ponder and think about it. Or you can completely disagree with me. I'm totally down for that too. But I don't want this to be a really long one, just kind of like a food for thought situation. I realized that in my life, I'm 26 years old now, that throughout my life, I haven't been really good at saying no and standing firm in that no. And there's a difference. Like, I thought, you know, I got it together and I'm grown because I say no, I can't do this. But I say no, I can't do this, and then I allow other people to change my mind. This has been true for dating. This has been true for like decisions with friends. This has been true for down to like the outfit that I wear. It's just like, no, I disagree. This is how I feel. And then I allow other people to always convince me to do otherwise. And I think it's important to have a strong no. I'm going to keep saying that. Because saying no is kind of like a muscle. You have to exercise it. You have to stand firm in your no. And your no has to be in your voice. It has to be in your body language. It has to be in your decisions. It has to be in your actions and in your inactions. Your no cannot just be something that you say and then it's no longer respected because your no can easily be knocked over. Your no can easily be ignored or you can easily be persuaded or your mind can change. And I think it's important to know why you're saying no to something and then make a decision and stick to it no matter what. Don't change your mind. If you have a very clear why you're saying no to a person, a relationship, a job, a dinner date, any type of decision that requires a yes or no, if you are saying no, be clear about your why and stand firm in that why so that you will not be persuaded or your mind will not be changed or you won't be convinced or you won't be tired down. In my past, I can speak specifically about relationships. I've been in a lot of relationships with men who just were very persistent and I didn't stand firm in my no. And I knew that I didn't need to be in those relationships, but I stayed or I entered into relationships because they didn't respect my no because I wasn't firm in my no. My words were saying no, but my actions were saying yes every time I picked up the phone. My actions were saying yes every time I responded to a text message. My actions were saying yes every time I thought I was going on a harmless, you know, grab a coffee situation. No is no, and no means no with your body. And no means no with your mind, with your mouth, with your heart. No is no in every way. No is no when you say, I am going to stay in this weekend. I'm not going out. I told all my friends. And then you can't go and let them convince you to come out just for like 1 hour. No, stand firm in your no. You have to exercise the no muscle. That's how you have to look at it. Like every single time you say no and you stand firm in your no, you're getting stronger and you're becoming more decisive. I'm speaking to those like myself who are indecisive, and part of that being indecisive lends to not being able to stand firm in your nose, because you're like, well, maybe, you know, I should consider this. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe no. Be clear about your whys. Stand firm in your nose. Make a very clear line, and do not let that. Do not double back on your own nose. I hope that this was not confusing. I don't want this to be super duper long because I don't have like a huge amount of things to say about it. I just wanted to put this out into the universe for anyone like myself who would need to hear this. I needed to hear this years ago. There are so many people that I have allowed into my life that did not need to be here. And I know the whole like, you know, you're learning a lesson, but I could have learned that lesson from someone else. I didn't need to learn it from you. And I should have stood firm in my no. You know what I mean? No, I don't want to go to that party. No, I don't want to go on this date. No, I don't want to know that story because I don't need to be included in this drama. No, no, no. Stand firm in your nose. And if you're someone that has a really hard time saying no, exercise with really small things that are not as intimidating. Exercise with small things that are not a huge deal, but just practice that no. You have to exercise the muscle in order for it to get strong. Anyways, that's all I gotta say. This one was a really quick little ting. I will be working on my next podcast, and I will be working on making sure that it is up next Friday. I will be in Jamaica, so I may or might not have a Moment of Gratitude podcast pop up while I'm there. I don't know, but I'm super duper duper excited about Jamaica. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at MIMI_moments. That's MIMI_moments. That's where I'm the most active. I have some videos up on YouTube. The link is in my bio on my Instagram at MIMI_moments. You will see all my Jamaica tings, and I might do a Jamaica podcast where I tell you guys about my whole experience. I don't know. Let me know. Slide in my DMs. As always, you are bomb AF for taking your time out to listen to me, and I appreciate you. Stay beautiful. Bye.